On a recent weekday evening in a nightclub in Alexandria, Virginia, two singers sang their tunes. The headline act at the Birchmere was Guy Clark, a well-established Texas writer we've featured on this program before. But on this night, we came to see the opening act.
Would you please welcome from Nashville, Tennessee, Mary Gaucher.
She was raised in Louisiana. Her name, pronounced Gaucher, is spelled G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. An adopted child and troubled teenager, Mary would describe her life as Jack Kerouac in reverse. She spun out of control early, but later in life studied philosophy, ran an award-winning restaurant in Boston, and now finds herself writing songs like this one about an alcoholic.
It ain't so bad alone here. It don't bother me that every night's the same. Hanging around, begging me to change. Fish swim, birds fly, lovers leave by and by. Old men sit and think.
After her performance, we went backstage. Guy Clark tuned up his guitar, then he took the stage, and I sat and talked with Mary Gaucher about philosophy, food, and songwriting.
I think philosophy is a wonderful discipline to study if you're going to be a songwriter, because you learn how to use language. You know, ultimately, nobody has any answers, and that's a good thing to know if you're going to be a songwriter. What you really need to do is just re-articulate the questions and find commonalities.
You know, I think a lot of people would say, why can't I have a life like that? Study philosophy, you know, own your own great restaurant, and then just decide to be a singer-songwriter. Pretty amazing run.
I think it has something to do with the way my mother raised me. She always said, conceive it, believe it, achieve it. I think it's a brilliant way to raise a child.
Did you do this in college, or did you just wake up one morning and decide, you know, the restaurant thing is going to eat me alive? I've got to do something else, and this is what I'd like to do.
I always thought of myself as a writer, which is odd. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can I be a writer if I'm not writing? But I had it in me, and I knew that one day it was going to come out. And what happened was, in Boston, where I lived, there's this phenomenon called open mics, where anybody can sign up and wait your turn and play a song. And I went to the open mics, and I became obsessed. And given my nature, which is all or nothing, mm-hmm. I just left the restaurant behind, and I became obsessed with wowing the fellow songwriters at the open mic. And ultimately, you need a CD to get a gig now. So I made a CD of songs I had written, and it got nominated for a Boston Music Award.
How long is this after you started writing?
About a year.
Wow.
About
gives the rest of us hope.
You know, conceive it, believe it. Achieve it. Also, you got to do the footwork. I went to Nashville and studied with a lot of great writers. I didn't just pull these songs out of thin air. I went to the feet of the masters and sat there.
One of the things it seems about your music is that you write about people who are sort of on the edge. On the edge. Something's going to happen, good or bad. And the one that really resonates with me is the Cowkey Bridge song, the one from your new album. The way that these guys who are obviously homeless are there at Key West celebrating Christmas. I mean, they haven't let go of that. And that celebration of Christmas is kind of the symbol of hanging on.
Their humanity is hanging by a thread, but it's hanging.
Davy stole a Christmas tree from Kmart last night. Red ribbons and silver bells, angels dressed in white. He tied it to the bridge rail where passing cars could see. He did a little dance up there, looked down and smiled at me. My bed is a lawn chair, cushions keep it soft. I sleep in the open air under the Southern Cross, next to the golf course by the Hyatt Hotel. David, he's a friend of mine, and we get along pretty well. Christmas in paradise, under the Cow Key Bridge, where the warm breeze blows so nice, and the landlord forgives.
I like to write about epiphanies, those very human moments where you hit a fork in the road and you decide which way to go and everything is different. And it's interesting to me when I play that song, the reaction of the crowd, the compassion that people find in their hearts for those guys. You know, I played that song at a show one night, and a guy came up to me after with tears in his eyes, and he says, "Mary, you're not going to believe this, but I used to be one of those guys under the Cow Key Bridge. I got sober about 8 years ago, and I went to law school, and I haven't looked back, but I love those guys, and I can't believe they're still there."
You know, the other thing you mentioned in the show tonight is that you were down in Key West looking to write songs, and you ran into writer's block.
Every time I intentionally set a time aside to write, I can't write.
What's that about?
I don't know. I think I'm one of those writers who writes more from inspiration than perspiration. My inspired songs I can write in hours. The songs that I struggle to make myself write take months.
So some songs come to you almost fully formed?
Some come like lightning bolts.
Hmm. Give us an example.
Walk Through the Fire, the first song on the new record.
Yeah.
I wrote that in a half an hour.
Wow.
It took 20 years to write that song. I had to live that. But when it came like a bolt.
In the darkness it finds me, a terrible fire. It don't matter how much I pray, the flames leap and burn me. There's nothing I can do to make the fear go away. So I try to keep moving, try not to look back, push really hard on the stone. I walk through the fire. By my window turns gray in November. I watch the leaves as they fall. The branches left naked reach up so proudly. Oh, I wish to God you would call. But me, I'm the dead one. You're the
thing that you said tonight that was interesting was that you're not always quite sure what you've written until you perform it. There's a song that's you now view as a humorous song, but when you first stood up and sang it, you had no idea it was funny until people started laughing.
Absolutely not. I thought it was the saddest song I'd ever written, and I'd go and play it out thinking people are going to cry, and they laugh.
Were you ready for that?
No, I was insulted. I thought it was just they must be drinking. And then it happened the next night and the next night. And I realized it's the phrasing that's funny, not the words.
Hmm.
And just the brutal honesty. No alcoholic comes out and says, I drink. It's not what people expect an alcoholic to say.
You seem to be saying a couple of contradictory things about songwriting here. On the one hand, you're saying you went to Nashville, learned from some of the best songwriters in Nashville how to do it. On the other hand, you say, you know, it's inspiration. It just comes from somewhere, and you're kind of an antenna that's picking up this stuff and turning it into a song.
Songwriting is both an art and a craft. And if you've got the craft without the art, it's boring. If you've got the art without the craft, people don't know what you're talking about. So you've got to be able to formulate your inspired subject matter into a 3.5-minute format that's called a song with a melody that people can understand. And the craft is something you can learn. I don't know how to teach the inspiration, but I know that the craft is something I can now teach and continue to learn.
How do you become that antenna?
That is the question, isn't it? I hate to say this, but I think you got it or you don't. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got it and you lose it. And that's one of the most terrifying things to most songwriters that I know. We never know if we've written our last good song. We never know.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
Mary Gaucher. That's Gaucher spelled G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. Her new CD is called Filth and Fire.
Hold on to your children. Hold on to your mama. Hold on to the ones that you love. Hold on to your heart. Hold on to your visions. Hold on to what you're dreaming of. And if there's something missing, if you're high,